This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. Love spending this time with you because I love having holy conversation with you. And so we invite you to give us a call here. Let me give you that toll-free number for you. You can use it if you're in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here. We are eager to hear from you. We've got Tom Price out there doing the screening as far as I know. And I'll tell you what, I like to keep these guys busy. So keep Tom busy today. It's Friday. And you know what we do on Fridays? It's a glory to God day. We give thanksgiving to the Lord. We praise him with hearts filled with gratitude for all of the blessings that we have received in this last week. So I always like to remind you to just cast a backward glance over the days that have transpired since the last time that we were together, and call in with the way in which you have seen God showing up in your life. You know, he's always in your life. Sometimes our eyes need to be just calibrated to see him, but he is there for us, and he comes to us in a multitude of ways, through something that we hear, something that we see, something that someone says to us, through the very presence of an individual. Sometimes it's through some gift of nature that we begin to intuit the magnificence of God, you know, a beautiful sunset, or, you know, a colorful bird flying by. We recently had on our porch a little nest that was right up there. It was just tucked right into the corner of our porch ceiling, you know, and that bird, you know, built a nest there, and we had little baby birds in there. And when you would walk out the front door, you would see their little heads sticking up over the nest there. And their mommy would come in and out, you know, to feed them. And, oh, you would hear them get all excited. It was charming. It was absolutely charming. And it reminds us of the magnificent way in which God's created the world. Maybe you've had a moment like that where you've seen something in nature and you've said, oh, Lord, you are so magnificent. Look at how you did this. You know, look at how you created these creatures, or look at the beauty of this flower. We want to hear from you today on the way in which you saw the Lord showing up in your life. We'll give him praise. We'll give him glory together. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation with you. We're also available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply get on out there and use the chat feature at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. Put your question or comment in there, your insight, inspiration, or your word of encouragement. Tell us who you are. Tell us where you are. If you are not listening to us via YouTube or Facebook, but you're simply using them to get a message to us, well, then tell us how it is that you are listening to us. We'll get that collected. I do believe Ace McKay is doing the collecting. We'll get it up on the board, and I'll be able to address it. You can also text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response and then tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening. And of course, don't forget to leave your message for us. And do know that message and data rates may apply. 833-288-3986. Well, I'm out here on the homepage of Women of Grace's website. I invite you always to get out there, Women of Grace. .com, see what's going on. But what immediately caught my eye here is our opportunity for you that we have listed there called Need a Mass? With a question mark. And this is a beautiful partnership, I've told you about it in the past, that we have with Monsignor Matthew Odong in the Archdiocese of Gulu in northern Uganda. And the way in which these good priests of God are able to survive, really, is through mass stipends. And the Archdiocese is not a wealthy one. And as a result of that, this is the means of income that these priests have. But, you know, that so it's a corporal work of mercy to ask ask for one of those priests to celebrate a Mass for a deceased loved one or for an individual that you know that might be in need. It could be yourself for any reason whatsoever. So we invite you to take advantage of that opportunity. And I want to remind you that this is both a corporal work of mercy because you are aiding these priests, but in addition to that, it's a spiritual work of mercy. You know, especially if these Masses are being offered for our deceased loved ones. That is one of the spiritual works of mercy, to pray for our dead. And so this is a beautiful, beautiful way in which you are performing acts of charity that are in both of those categories, corporal and spiritual. It's also virtuous to pray for individuals who are in a struggle. And so having a Mass celebrated for them is probably the greatest way in which you can pray for them. So I want to encourage you to get out there and use that opportunity. I know that anytime that we, send off these Mass stipends to the priests there, the gratitude that comes forth from that is tremendous. And I can honestly tell you that the spiritual blessing that you will receive is equally tremendous. Actually, it is greater than the gratitude that can be expressed in words and in deeds. So I do invite you to take advantage of that opportunity. It's very, very beautiful work that is being done, and a beautiful, beautiful spiritual work through the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. While you're out there at our website taking care of that, look at what's coming up. It's coming up. Let's see if I can do the math really quickly. I think it's coming up in 13 days. In 13 days, we are going to be there at the Malvern Retreat House in Malvern, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia, in anticipation of our beautiful annual Women of Grace retreat that is held there. The retreat begins on July 25th. That is 14 days from today. That is, it's just 2 weeks from today. Okay, so 14 days from now, 2 weeks from now, we are going to be there, all in a beautiful activity of preparing for you and preparing for this retreat. July 25th through the 27th, the theme, Hope for the Journey. And we need hope. We need this theological virtue. We need to stand in this theological virtue. We need to know how to move in this theological virtue. And we're going to find out all about it right there together at our Women of Grace annual retreat. We've got marvelous speakers who will be presenting on this topic. They are all listed for you, as well as their talks. The whole schedule is there. You can take a look at that. But just to give you an idea of the quality of speaker that's coming, we've got Bishop William Walterscheid, Auxiliary Bishop in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, coming. Kitty Cleveland is coming. Patricia Sandoval is coming. Dr. Donald Wallenfang is coming. I'm going to be there. My whole team is going to be there. It's going to be a marvelous time in the Lord. The beautiful retreat is preceded by the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. Our presenter for the seminar this year is Dr. Donald Wallenfang. We're going to be talking about consecrating conflict. That's the theme. That begins on July 24th, which is the Thursday. It starts in the morning and it runs through until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 25th. Come for the enrichment seminar, come for the retreat, come for both, or come for one or the other. A Young Women of Grace Retreat Day is taking place on the 26th. The young ladies will be able to join us on the Friday evening with the adult women. They will have their own breakout session, so to speak, on the Saturday. They can join us Saturday evening, of course, for our healing service and be with us on Sunday morning. What a beautiful mother, daughter, grandmother, granddaughter, godmother, kind auntie and niece. Beautiful, beautiful opportunity for you there. Sign up, register, don't delay. We want you to be with us and we want to be with you. Coming right back, 833-288-EWTN.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, very happy to be with you today. I am encouraging you to give us a call. Let me give you that toll-free number. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us here on Women of Grace Live. As you know, I love having that holy conversation with you. And on Friday, we dedicate this day really to giving praise and glory to God for all of the blessings that we have received in this past week. So I'm encouraging you to call in with your praise report. Give us your testimony on how it is that you have seen God showing up in your life in maybe very ordinary ways or maybe in extraordinary ways. We certainly do want to hear about it. I'll tell you one of the blessings that we have. Let me just share with you one of my blessings. One of my blessings is EWTN's religious catalog. I love EWTN's religious catalog. I love everything that they offer there because it helps for us to enter more deeply into our life of faith. And I remember Mother Angelica, she always used to talk about how necessary it was to have holy reminders in our home. Well, I've got a holy reminder for you. I surely do. And it's one that every home should have. Every home should have a Saint Benedict wall crucifix in it with the Saint Benedict blessing on it, right? This is a very powerful, powerful sacramental when it contains that blessing, because what does that blessing help with? It helps in protecting our home from the diabolical attacks of the evil one. This Saint Benedict medal is a very, very powerful aid, a very powerful sacramental. And having that crucifix in your home speaks a word. It speaks a word. It says that this is a territory set apart for the Lord, and Satan has no place in it. And so we invite you to check out this beautiful 8-inch wall crucifix that's being offered for you right now. It's black and copper. It's made of black stained wood. It has a copper Italian corpus on it and a beautifully detailed copper jubilee medal of Saint Benedict recessed in the wood. And it comes with a brief history of the medal and an explanation of the images and inscriptions. And as I was telling you, when you present this crucifix to a priest and ask him to bless it, it is a powerful sacramental. Here's three ways. It aids to destroy witchcraft and all other diabolical and haunting influences. It imparts protection to persons tempted, deluded, or tormented by evil spirits. You know, even a glance, if you're, you know, battling a serious temptation, whatever it might be, to say an uncharitable word or, to fall back into a sin that was a habit of yours in the past, all you need to do is to glance at that crucifix and ask for the aid of Saint Benedict, ask for the aid of Saint Michael, and I'll tell you, you will have the strength to overcome that temptation. And thirdly, it aids in the conversion of sinners. And let's face it, all of us are sinners. It tells us in sacred scripture that even the just man sins 7 times a day. Imagine such a thing. We all need that constant conversion. Any aid that we can have to help us in that ongoing process is something certainly worth having. So get on out there to EWTN's religious catalog. Take a look at this 8-inch high black and copper Saint Benedict wall crucifix for you. It has a brass ring at the top that you can hang on. Use it to hang on your wall. Beautifully done for you. It's available at EWTNRC.com. So just go on out there to EWTNRC.com. And don't forget that if you place an online order, $75 or more, you get free standard shipping in the continental United States. Use the code FREE at checkout. I'll tell you, you can get free shipping. That in and of itself is a great deal. So we're inviting you to get out there and check it all out. In the meantime, I want to talk with you. You know I do. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation with you. So pick up that phone and give us a call. We have Karen with us. She is in Louisiana, and she is listening to us via Catholic Media. I am really excited. Oh, by the way, let me make a correction. Ace is screening today, and Michael is on social media. So there you go. Happy, happy, happy to be working with all of these wonderful people. And Vanessa Sanchez is right there in studio making it all happen. And I thank all three of them. Okay, Karen, I thank you too for calling in, and glad you're listening via Catholic Media. So what's gone on in your life this week?
Well, my husband has been having some problems with his shoulder. And he found a heating and vibrating thing on Amazon, and that has really helped. But
really?
He plays pickleball every day, because he loves it so much, and he's really keeping in good physical shape, except for that shoulder. So I just wanted to praise God, because I think because of this Amazon thing, the heating element that he got, that has helped him, but I think it's also the work of the Lord trying to help him so he can stay in shape and enjoy what he's really enjoying with his pickleball and meeting people and just having a really good time with it. So I'm happy for him, and I want it to continue for him as long as he can stay well. So that's what I pray for, and I think that the Lord has given him that activity to stay well for the most part.
Well, Karen, that's beautiful, and what a lovely testimony. And, you know, we often talk here on Women of Grace Live about secondary instruments, and oftentimes we individuals are secondary instruments. God uses us to affect his grace in someone's life, but God also uses things. He uses objects. He uses medicine, for example, and it sounds like this device that your husband is located out there on the internet is a secondary instrument that the Lord's using to help that shoulder come along. If it persists, of course, he should see a doctor, just, you know, saying. But I'm glad. And I also am very pleased, too, that your husband wants to stay in shape. You know, that is really very, very important. I was somebody who, you know, exercised and worked out for the majority of my life. I ran for 30 years. I ran. But, you know, you get to a certain point and the running is probably not the best thing for you anymore. So I've picked up walking lately. And I can tell you, in the past couple of weeks that I've been at it, what a, you know, mood elevator it is, because those endorphins come out. But also, too, you just feel better. So I am really happy that your husband is taking care of himself, body and soul. That's a beautiful thing.
He's 69 years old.
Pardon me?
Yeah. He's 69 years old.
Well, good for him. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is great. Well, let's pray that he gets another, 40, 50 years. How does that sound?
Well, about 20 would be good, I think. Maybe 30. Because I want him to stick around. He's been a very, very big help to me. And we both have good faith. And we're both Catholics and born in the church and have really good faith. So I...
Aww. That's beautiful, Karen. Thank you so much for your praise report today. And we invite you to call us with your praise report, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us here on Women of Grace Live. You know, it's a beautiful thing to give praise and glory to God. God doesn't need the praise and the glory. You know, we can't add to his glory. Our praise doesn't do anything, you know, for God in terms of an increase in holiness, because he is all holy. There's a concept for us to ponder, right? Something that is all holy, that everything is all holy. God is all holy. He is the all holy one. At the holy sacrifice of the Mass, you know, we pray the Sanctus, 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 right? Holy, holy, holy. I remember years ago, learning that in the language, you know, in the Hebrew language, there is no superlative. So we have like good, better, best. There is no superlative like that in the Hebrew language. So how they would show that would be through repetition of the word. So when we say holy, 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 three being one of the numbers that is exemplary of perfection, three, holy, holy, holy. We are saying God is all holy. So God is all holy. We don't add anything to God by our praise. But I'll tell you what, we need to praise God. That's why God tells us to praise, not for his benefit, but for ours. Because when we praise God, it opens up our heart. It opens up our soul. We're able to receive the blessings that are always right there ready for us to receive. Praising God does other wonderful things. We're a body-soul component. And when we praise God, there is a marvelous physiological effect that comes with praising him. I talked a moment ago about exercise and about the happy hormones that happen, endorphins, you know, and adrenaline comes in and we have more energy and all of these lovely things happen. But when we praise God, we also experience this rush, you know, this rush of a biochemical reaction that elevates us. But it not only elevates the body, it elevates the spirit. In a certain way, the body is speaking a word to us about what's happening to the spirit through praise. So if you don't praise the Lord, glory be, get about the business of praising him. You know, even if you have to have a little happy fest in your home all by your lonesome self, be praising the Lord, raising your hands to him in acclamation of his wonder, of his glory, of his majesty, of the way in which he blesses you in abundance. So we praise the Lord for that reason. And it's especially helpful to praise the Lord when we're in times of trial, when we're in times of trouble. And scripture even talks about it. It talks about the sacrifice of praise. It's a dying to self to praise God when we're in misery. It's a dying to self to praise God when we're grieving. It's a dying to self to praise God when we're in pain. But I'm telling you, it releases into our being all of the graces that God wants us to know. So, you know, we do well to obey sacred scripture. It's a really good thing to obey the word of God. And the word of God tells us to praise. So I want to encourage you to praise today. And when we praise publicly, we are also fulfilling another mandate from scripture. Yet in another portion of scripture, it tells us this: proclaim the marvelous deeds of the Lord. Proclaim the marvelous deeds of the Lord. And so every Friday, I like to give you an opportunity to be obedient to that scripture, but in addition to that, to experience, you know, the rush of joy that enters into your soul when you praise the Lord. So, you know, take advantage of the opportunity. Here we are for you right now, and certainly do want for you to experience that joy that's there. I'll tell you, I get joyful praising the Lord. You know, joy displaces the tactics of the evil one. Praise displaces the tactics of the evil one. You know, the evil one can't stand up under praise. You've heard me say that so many times. You know, but if you don't try it, you never really get to experience the truth of those words. And they're not my words. Those words come from scripture. So take advantage of the opportunity. We've got Mary with us. Mary is out there in Michigan today. She's listening to us via the EWTN app, I assume, but it could be a different app. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm dandy. Thanks for calling in today.
I'm calling a couple of things I just saw on my phone about Pope Leo XIV and his visions and how he asks us to pray the rosary with great sacrifice and intention and belief. And Mary and Jesus will act. They'll hear your prayers. And for what's good for you, the best for you, is what he'll do for you. And a lot of these people are going through this rosary, and the series said the family situations cured up, son coming back to the faith, husband stopping drinking. You know, and just amazing.
Well, you know, this is another indication of the fact that our God cannot be outdone in generosity. And I want to tell you, I just think that it's absolutely beautiful that the Holy Father is talking about the efficacy of the rosary. Next to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the rosary is the most powerful prayer that we can pray. We don't take advantage of the opportunity to pray the rosary often enough, and we should pray the rosary every day. As a matter of fact, it was one of the other popes, it was one of the Piuses, I don't know if it was the 9th or the 10th, but one of them said that the day should never end before our rosary is prayed. Even if it's the last thing that we do, he advised that we do not let our eyes close in sleep until we pray the rosary. And again, as I was just talking about praise and sharing with our listeners today, Mary, about praise, it's true of the rosary too. We don't realize how the rosary is really a door opener for us. And I want to say this, you know, God is always at the ready to give us every good thing that we need. As a matter of fact, every good thing that we need is already at the ready for us. It's right there. But we oftentimes cannot receive it. And the reason why we can't receive it is because we are not opening ourselves to receive it. And it's through prayer that we open up that door of our being that allows all of those graces to rush in and to inhabit the dwelling place, of our being, our soul. So, you know, I encourage people to pray that rosary. And yes, you know, what I don't want people to think is this, that it's like God says, okay, if you do this, then this, you know, in terms of prayer, the prayer is being offered to us because God knows that this is the way in which our hearts are made ready to receive the blessings that he desires to give us. And for us to recognize those blessings. So, you know, Mary, you're giving us, you know, a beautiful testimony, sharing with us, actually, the testimonies that others have spoken about that's taken place because of praying the rosary. You know, and the thing of it is, the rosary, the evil one hates the rosary because he knows it's so very powerful with God. He hates our Blessed Lady, and he knows that our Blessed Mother wants for us to pray the rosary. That capacity to overcome these great temptations, as we were talking about earlier, you know, is made present for us through that prayer. So it's a beautiful prayer. It's one of my favorite prayers. I pray my rosary. I strive to pray my rosary first thing in the morning. You know, it forms my prayer time for me. And when I don't get that rosary prayed in the morning, and I pray it later in the day, I just find that my day has not gone as well. So, you know, I cannot encourage people enough. So, Mary, tell us, I mean, have you prayed the rosary? Have you received beautiful graces by way of it?
Oh, yes, I'm. Ever since I went to a local Pontiac shrine to Our Lady, that was a shrine to St. Joseph, which is run, was run, I don't know if it was run by Franciscan monks.
Yes.
And they had a statue of Mary that was on the Good Help or wherever she was. And everybody was praying the rosary, and there was so much peace there and love.
Yes. Well, that it is a beautiful thing, and I so appreciate your witness today, and thank you for calling in. And friends, we're going to a break, 833-288-EWTN. That's the way that you can join us here. Pick up the phone, call us. How has God blessed you this week? Right here on Women of Grace Live. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back again, 833-288-3986.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. Looking forward to hearing from you. It's Friday, and this is the day that we give glory and praise to God. And we acknowledge the marvelous deeds that he's worked in our life. And, you know, when the phone lines are not ringing, it worries me because it makes me think that, one, you know, we haven't noticed the way in which God's blessed us in the week. And he's always about the business of blessing us. He can't do anything but bless us. So, you know, I want you to call in and give acclamation. Acknowledge the fact that God has been a great blessing to you in this week past. So do call us at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're happy to receive your call. And we're also happy to receive your messages out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature there and leave your question or comment for us. As a matter of fact, you can give your praise report there and we'll talk about it right here on the air. So please don't delay. You know, I think about the fact, you know, that all through Scripture, we're told to give thanksgiving and praise to God for the way in which he has blessed us, his abundant blessings. So we want to take advantage of these opportunities. It's so very, very important for us to, you know, see and notice that the Lord is good. That in every circumstance and situation, no matter how difficult it might be, no matter how painful it might be, no matter how sorrowful it might be, God is there. He is there. And, you know, sometimes I have found in my own life, and I don't know if this is the same for you or not, but I have found in my own life that the Lord even seems nearer to me in times of distress, that I sense his presence in a profound way in times of distress. And maybe you've gone through something like that. God does not abandon the brokenhearted. He doesn't forsake us at any moment in time. And sometimes I think that when we are very vulnerable, and doesn't suffering make us vulnerable? Sometimes when we're very vulnerable, our sensibility, our spiritual sensibility is heightened. And we're able to perceive that the gracious goodness of God is there for us. So let's talk about it here today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us here. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, it says in Scripture. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. So let's give him thanks. Let's give him praise today. I'll tell you, I've been abundantly blessed. I was abundantly blessed yesterday, because I got to spend the day with Father Philip Nolan and Father Andrew Hofer, two beautiful men of God who have written a book called Our Father, Our Prayer of Hope. What a beautiful book this is. And I gained so much insight by reading the book and praying through the book, but also by talking to these holy priests on the set yesterday. And I'm going to encourage you to look for those programs. They're going to be coming up in the not too distant future. They take us deeply into the Our Father. And Mary was just telling us that Pope Leo the 14th said that, we need to pray the rosary prayerfully. He said that 99% of Catholics pray the rosary incorrectly. They pray it in a very routine way. And he's encouraging us, don't pray it in a routine way. No, 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 no. We are to pray that rosary meditatively and with thought and with a contemplative spirit, a contemplative attitude of heart and soul. And they were telling us how to pray the Our Father in that way. Golly gee, the spiritual blessings in the Our Father. Absolutely amazing. So I want to give praise and glory to God for the opportunity to read that book and for the opportunity to interview these two holy men of God, both Dominican priests. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly is in New Hampshire today, listening to us via the EWTN. I guess she's out there at EWTN.com. She's right there on the website. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hey, Johnette. What a joy to talk to you this morning.
Well, thank you. It's a joy to talk to you, too.
I am calling just to praise God for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. My local parish has reconciliation on Wednesdays in addition to Saturdays. And when I go on Wednesdays and Saturdays, there's always a long line. Young people, teenagers, young couples with babies and children. And I just praise God for the robustness of that parish and just the joy of receiving absolution from Jesus.
Oh, Kelly, what a beautiful testimony. And I'm so grateful that you make use of the Sacrament of Reconciliation. I think that it's one of the, there's only two sacraments that we can receive, on a very consistent basis. And that's the Sacrament of Reconciliation and the Sacrament and Reception of the Eucharist. And I don't think that we take opportunity enough to use the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And as you're talking there, about the grace of absolution, and the sense of being set free, what a beautiful treasure that we should not deprive ourselves of receiving. And I'm so grateful that your parish offers confession twice a week. I think that, one of the great signs of a renewal in a parish is the number of individuals that make use of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, but they cannot make use of it if it's not being offered. So just a word of encouragement to any priest that might be listening today, a half an hour once a week is not enough. It gives the impression to your parishioners that this is not really, a necessary sacrament, that in some way it demeans the value of that sacrament. So your parish obviously recognizes the beauty and the wonder of that sacrament and the necessity of it in the life of every single one of us. And so they offer it more than once a week. Kelly, thank you so much for such a beautiful testimony.
Thank you, Donna. Can I say one more thing really quickly?
Sure, of course.
I'm actually an adult convert to Catholicism. I converted in my 30s. I'm in my 50s now. And when I converted, a number of people who aren't Catholic said, oh, you have to go to confession. Yuck. And I said, no, that's one of the main things that compels me to the truth of the Catholic Church. And I look forward to that grace. And, you know, sometimes I think the movies give this depiction of confession as this dark, spooky thing. And in my experience, it has just been a flow of light into my life.
Oh, Kelly, that is so beautiful. So, so very, very beautiful. And I have a feeling that not only are your words beneficial for all of those that are listening today that are not Catholic, but how beneficial they are for Catholics as well. Because as I mentioned before, we don't take advantage of this sacrament. And the more we take advantage of it, the more we find just precisely what you said, that flow of light that comes into our life, that joy that comes with that flow of light, and that sense of release that comes in the center of our spirit that brings peace. Thank you, Kelly. You're a beautiful daughter of the Most High God. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Monique. Monique is in Idaho listening to us via Salt and Light Radio. Good morning, Monique. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Just dandy. Thanks for asking.
I just wanted to call in and say that my life has been doing really positively this lately. And my husband, I was away from the church, and then I'm coming back, and we weren't married through the church, but we were married civilly. And he decided to help me get my sacrament of marriage, and he's just been very supportive, and I just feel so blessed that I have a husband that's very supportive.
Oh, Monique. Well, what a beautiful message you're giving us today about the support of a spouse, who is helping us to grow in our faith. What a beautiful husband you do have. But what joy you bring to me. I am so excited for you, for this reconciliation that's happening between you and the church. And I'm so excited for you to receive all of those graces of the sacrament of matrimony that are going to flow into your union with your husband. It's going to take that marriage of yours to a whole new level. I am just thrilled for you and very, very happy that you've made this decision in your life. God bless you and God bless God. Thank you, Father, for prevailing upon your daughter through the power of the Holy Spirit to make this return to the church that your son, our Lord Jesus Christ, founded. Thank you, Monique. And, you know, I just have a feeling, too, that your testimony today might be planting a seed in the heart of somebody that's listening today to take these first steps to come back to the faith and to have a marriage blessed. God bless you, Monique. Thank you so much. Let's go to Skip. Skip is in Virginia listening to us via Sirius XM station 130. How are you, Skip?
Hi.
Hi.
A couple things. The other day when I was listening, someone said, when people come into church, it's cold and nobody says anything to them. Well, it doesn't do that in our masses at St. Joseph's in Herndon, because I'm co-head usher. And one thing we do with all of our ushers is as people come in, we say hello, good afternoon, what have you. And then as they're leaving, we open a couple doors because we have so many handicapped. And as each person comes out, I talk to them and I say, you know, hope you have a good week and, you know, stay out of trouble or something. And, you know, and the people appreciate that when they come in and when they're leaving. And consequently, like recently, we had a situation where my wife had come up to a stoplight. She was the first one there at the red. After the red turned green, she waited, came out into the intersection, was going to make a left-hand turn, and this guy comes barreling in a truck right into her.
Oh, dear.
And the policeman told me later when I went to get the report that if she had been hit 1 foot up from where she was hit, she would have been dead.
Goodness sakes.
And, excuse me.
It's okay, Skip.
But everybody at church, you know, all the people as they're coming out, everybody says, we're still praying for your wife. How is she? And that, we got everybody at church doing this. I've never seen anything like that, you know. And, of course, my wife had 3 broken bones in her neck as a result of the accident. And she was doing nothing wrong. And this, you know, the guy was on the phone or something. There was no brake marks, no skid marks. He just plowed right into her.
Oh, my goodness.
And God has been good to us. One, that she was not killed. And two, that we had everybody in the world praying for us.
Oh, Skip. This is a, you know, I'm telling you, what's coming into my mind is that our God cannot be outdone in generosity. And, you know, your testimony to each of those individuals who are coming into Mass and going out of Mass every week, the charity that you have shown to them, the love of God that you have shown to them, has redounded to you in this moment of crisis in your own life. And this is one of the ways, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we were talking about secondary instruments. This is one of the ways in which God shows us his love for us is through others, and that warmth that you're experiencing and your wife has experienced through the care and the concern of all of your parishioners there at St. Joseph's is just a sign of the love that God has for you. And I am just so grateful that your wife's life was spared and that it seems as though she's healing well. And I'm so grateful for your Christian witness every time you are serving at a Mass and every time one of the ushers that you've trained is at a Mass and showing that Christian love to those parishioners who are there at St. Joseph. You're giving us a real word today. We don't realize how much a smile, a handshake, a kind word impacts a person's life. And your witness reminds us of that reality. And also, too, one other thing that your witness reminds us of is the power of our prayer for others. That intercessory prayer that we offer for the sake of another, actually inviting, in a certain sense, that burden into our own lives. Standing there in solidarity with them really helps them to carry that burden, and that makes that burden just a little lighter. And you've experienced that through the beautiful intercession of all of the people in your parish for you and your wife at this time. Skip, thank you so much for being a man of grace. We say that real men listen to women of grace, and you're a real man, and I thank you for that. God bless you, Skip. Oh, boy, wasn't that a beautiful story? Ah, gee, I'll tell you, we could hear the emotion in his voice, and it brought a tear to my eye. I'm sure it brought a tear to your eye, too. Let's go to Eileen. Eileen is in Long Island. She, too, is listening to us via Sirius XM Station 130. Good morning to you. How are you, Eileen?
I'm good, Jeanette. This is my second time calling.
Good. Well, thank you for coming back and calling again.
Basically, what my praise report is I am having knee replacement on Monday, and I am just thankful that I can have it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Has that knee been troubling you a long time, Eileen?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good. And you've got a good orthopedic surgeon?
And the gel shots just didn't work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know that, you know, they like to try a lot of different things before they resort to surgery, but when it's necessary, it's necessary. And we do thank and praise God that we've got medical science that helps us to see, you know, when these things are necessary, and the medical acumen of the doctors to know how to perform these procedures. So when is this going to take place, honey?
Monday. I don't have a time yet. I'll get that tonight.
Okay. Well, let's just say a little prayer for Eileen here, because she's going to be facing the surgery, and we do want to pray for her. We want to pray for the surgeon and all of those that are going to be instruments of the Lord in bringing healing to this area of her body. And so it is that we come before you, Father God, and we lift your daughter up to you. And along with your daughter, we lift her knee. And we ask you, Father, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, healing would come to this knee. We pray, Father God, that you would in insight, or I should say inspire, into the mind of her doctor, all of his medical acumen, all that he has learned. I ask, Father God, that you would be the one who would be using his hands to perform this surgery. I ask, Father God, that you would supernaturalize his natural knowledge, that it would be infused with your own supreme intelligence, that he would be able to know exactly what to do and how to do it. I pray that there be no complications with this on any level, neither from the surgery nor any of the preparatory things necessary for the surgery. I ask that you bless everybody who will be participating in this surgery. And I ask that even now you are sending angels into that operating theater and bringing into that theater with them your very presence. We're asking that they would clean it out of anything there that is not of you, that you might be in residence there as this procedure takes place. I ask that you bring your daughter peace of mind. I ask that you take from her any anxiety or fear that she might have. I ask, Father God, that she enter into that surgery completely wrapped in the mantle of Our Lady, experiencing our mother's maternal beatitude and experience the peace that surpasses understanding. And so it is that we offer this prayer to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of Our Lady. Amen. Thank you, Eileen, for calling in. I'll be remembering you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Let us know how it goes for you, okay?
I will.
Good. That can be your third call.
There you go. Thanks.
Thanks, Eileen. Bye-bye now. God bless. Let's go to Angel. Angel is outside of Southern Ohio, and we know her. We surely do. And we're happy that she's listening to us via the app. Hey, Angel, how are you?
Hello, my sweetheart. Oh, my gosh, you're so amazing. I missed you while you were gone, although I did listen.
Well, I'm glad that you did. thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank everybody for their prayers for Eric. He was found after about a week and a half. We lost him after there was enemy fire and his men got killed, but they saved him by throwing him from the vehicle. And it was really tough. He had a hard time surviving. He's still very ill. He's probably pretty close to death in the hospital, and they really don't have the needs for the soldiers that they need there. You know, it's Syria. It's a very bad area there, and there's all kinds of problems for our men as well as for the locals there. So if you would pray for him, I would appreciate it. And thankfulness, I wanted to say thank you to everybody for praying that he did come out alive, and it was absolutely a miracle.
So, Angel, and just for those that are not familiar, he is your fiancé, correct?
My fiancé.
Yes. And he is in, is he in the Army?
He's upper level. And he did something really unbelievable. His mother died at birth. He sent me his mother's ring to wear this week, which was so beautiful.
But is he in the States or no?
No, he's in the Middle East right now.
Okay, so he's still there. Well, we certainly do want to continue to pray for Eric and for Angel. And you have been, you know, just a marvelous, marvelous helpmate to him through this time, even though you've not been able to be with him. You are with him in spirit. And I know that your prayer for him is great. And you have petitioned us, you know, on a number of occasions to keep praying for him. And we're going to pray for him right now. And so, Father, we do come before you in this moment. And once again, we lift your son, Eric, up to you. Father God, you were there in that moment and you saw fit to save this man's life. You knew that this was not the perfect time for him to enter into eternal life. And so you have granted him numbers of days, Lord God. We don't know how many days are left that you will give to him in this life, but we know this, that you desire that he come to the fullness of life that you long for him to know. And so, Father, I'm asking in this moment that you would send to him a chaplain, that you would send to him a priest, that you would send to him Father God, precisely the individual that he needs to be a shepherd of his soul, to be there with him, bringing him that interior healing, that spiritual life that is necessary for him. If his time is short, Lord, and if you determine that this suffering that he's endured and these injuries that he has sustained be the means that you use to bring him into a life on high in Christ Jesus, then, Father, if that is sooner than later, I'm asking that everything that he needs would be present to him before that moment happens. If, in fact, Lord God, you desire to return him healthy and well, we praise you and thank you for that as well. And so it is, Father, that we lift Eric to you. We lift Angel to you. We lift them up to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with a maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. And friends, through the course of this week, I would ask that you would remember Eric, that you would remember Angel. I would also ask that you would remember Eileen, that you would remember, I think it was Catherine, I think that was her name, the first woman that called in, her husband's shoulder. Let's be those intercessors for each other. Let's see what God does by way of the prayer that we offer for these intentions. God bless you now. Have a holy, happy weekend. Bye-bye.